USA Radio News.
Uvalde's top school officials has recommended the firing of the school district police chief, who was central to the law enforcement response when a gunman killed two teachers and 19 students at an elementary school nearly 2 months ago. A special meeting will be held on Saturday, where the South Texas City School Board will hear from the school district's attorney about Superintendent Hall Harrell's recommendation to fire Chief Pete Arredondo, according to a statement. Arredondo has been accused by state officials of making several critical mistakes during the May 24th mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. A Massachusetts train catches on fire, forcing one passenger to jump into a river and several others to climb out of a window. No injuries were reported. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A salmonella outbreak has been linked to small turtles. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they have announced that so far 15 people have been sick across 11 states, with 5 requiring hospitalizations. The CDC stated that many of these outbreaks have been reported from people purchasing turtles from online stores. Interest rates are on the rise.
The president of the Euro Central Bank, Christine Lagarde, had previously signaled it would be increasing the rates in July and September as consumer prices kept surging. Reporting from Frankfurt, Germany, the institution had kept rates at historic lows, in fact in negative territory since 2014. Today's action calls for a 50 basis point increase. Yeah, that's a full half percent. The ECB's new anti-fragmentation tool may be put to the test, which is aimed at supporting those nations with big giant debts like Italy. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Two accused drug traffickers busted with a massive amount of fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show in court after being released on cashless bail. The 25-year-old and 19-year-old men were released on their own recognizance less than 24 hours after their arrest because they were classified as low risk. A new arrest warrant has been issued by a judge for the men, and bail has been set at $2.15 million ahead of their arraignment. Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015. Flint's water became contaminated because water pulled from the Flint River wasn't treated to reduce the corrosive effect on lead pipes.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.